Hi, everyone. It's Erin Vasquez with The Creative Mindset, your podcast for creative and entertainment industry professionals, where you can learn about the mindset, techniques, and tools that creative and entertainment industry professionals use to create their own success. Today, I am joined by a beautiful person from the inside and out, and she takes that beauty from herself and translates it into photographs that, I mean, you got to get on her Instagram feed. They are gorgeous. I'm here with the lovely, wonderful, talented Christina Simone. Christina, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So why don't you tell everyone a little bit about yourself and what you do?
All right. So my name is Christina. I am a photographer located here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I just started doing photography probably earlier this year, but through all of the inspiration that I have met from, you know, people online as well as the local scene out here in Vegas, it just really, really pushed me. So I am planning to just focus more with photography, and that's what I am right now, as a photographer here in Vegas.
That's great. That's awesome. And your photography, I've noticed, well, let me ask you this. What's been pushing you in this last year to go after it even more?
Well, I've always been a creative person. It started out with music. Music was my passion. That's what I wanted to do. But something about photography just came more naturally for me. So I realized I had to have an open mind and, you know, decide what was Christina, what worked out for her, and what just came more natural. And that's what I found in photography. So through that, I mean, it just really opened up so many doors. And it was like, I heard a saying from someone who said, sometimes you don't always have to search for it. It's going to come for you. And I never planned on photography being a part of my life. It's just kind of something that happened. So it's been working out amazing.
And so how did it happen?
For Christmas, I was given a camera. It was a Canon 7D Mark II. And I don't know why I was given a camera, but everyone was like, you know what, you're creative. Here's a camera. See what you can do with it. And I was like, all right. So I just became really curious with it, and I started. It's weird to think that it was a gift given to me, but after that, I was just so passionate about it. And I started, you know, learning about it, dedicating, investing so many hours. And then I was like, why am I doing this? Why do I love this so much? And then from there, I just started networking with people, connecting. And majority of the time I was just doing it all for free because I was just so passionate about it. I'm like, I just want to learn. I want to grow. And so through people and then, you know, also supporting me in my vision is what really helped me grow in photography because they really pushed me. I pushed myself. But if it wasn't for their support, I wouldn't have been able to actually, you know, learn because one thing they say or that I really like is, you know, in order to be business, you have to be in the business. And that's how I felt about photography is that in order to grow, you can't worry about making mistakes or your stuff looking cheesy or if this looks right, you just had to do it. And that's one thing that just really motivated me is just going out there, doing it and growing with photography.
Was that something you ever struggled with? Was thinking like, oh God, I can't do this because it might not be perfect or it might be cheesy or so-and-so who I really admire may not appreciate it. Was that ever a thing that came up for you with photography?
You know what? Absolutely. I'm not going to deny that. I was definitely scared because, you know, it was something new. I wasn't sure what I was getting into. I wasn't sure how the scene was or how it was going to be, but you know, I realize, and the saying, it's true, life is too short. And, you know, it may be cheesy, but it's 100% true, because you can't really, it's good to have a certain amount of fear, but not that much to where it's going to stop you. Mm-hmm. And by a certain amount of fear, I mean by being wise enough to make, you know, decisions that aren't, you know, I guess, in whatever your opinion is or belief is too much. But I mean, by fear, I mean, you can't let it hold you back to so much that it's stopping you from your dream. And so I realized I can't really worry about what others are thinking or saying or what's going to stop me. I just have to do it. And then that's really going to inspire me to just grow. And through my trials and errors and so forth, it's really going to push me to just be stronger. And people will eventually see that progress, but not just people, you're going to see the progress. And that's what I'm learning, is I'm starting to see that. And it's really going to inspire me. And for a minute, I thought, hey, it's not going to come. I'm going to give up. Like, I don't see this working out for me. My stuff looks cheesy. I was really hard on myself, but for some reason, I just kept on going. And I don't know why, but I kept going. And now I feel and see my stuff improving, and I just plan on going on with it.
What was that? What was going on with you when you almost stopped?
I think in that moment, I was, you know, being new, of course, you sometimes look at all the photographers around you. And me, I'm a very, like, I want to be there right now. And sure. So I get so excited that I'm like, whoa, my stuff looks nothing compared to theirs. Sure. And I realized, you know, I need to stop comparing myself. So that's the first thing I did. And I felt so much better and relieved. But yeah, that's what happened, is, you know, you end up looking at everything else around you, but you don't realize that you need to focus on you and what you're doing, because that's the only way you're going to grow.
Chris, do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm 21.
That's what I thought. And you're such an old soul, because what you just said right there, that I can't, that people would be remiss to compare themselves to people who are further down the journey than they are. You know, it's one thing to be inspired. It's another thing to be paralyzed. That's something that I didn't get in myself until last year when I was 34. You know, so the idea, what?
It's honestly, like, age is, in my opinion, it's just a number. It doesn't matter when, as long as you find it, that's seriously all that matters.
I would completely agree, because I've worked with people who are, you know, even further down the chronological timeline than I am, and they're like, it's too late. And I'm like, I don't think so. I really don't think it is. You know, I for a while I thought it was too late to switch my career too. And but anyway, I just wanted to confirm. I was like, I feel like I'm talking to someone who's very, very wise, which I am, but I wanted to. So when you realized, or when you stopped comparing yourself to others and focused back on, were you focusing more on the photography itself, or were you focusing on kind of your inner thoughts, or was it a synergy of the two?
I'm going to have to say it's the two. One thing that, you know, like I said, going back to music, before I did photography, you know, music, writing, lyrics, everything, that was a part of me. It's still a part of me, you know? And it's like whatever I saw in my mind is something that I would just jot down on a piece of paper. But now with photography, I could actually like mold and create something and bring it to life, not just in words, but through a person and another, or, you know, through something. And so with that, it just really touched my heart, because I was like, you know what? Like, I get to create what I'm feeling and what I see in my mind, and whether people think it looks ugly or not, in the end of the day, that's what I see. That's my eye. And that's what I love about photography, is that I was reading a book and it said something about how we let the light in through our camera. And if it's not us holding the camera, turning it on, no light is going in there. So I feel like that's a great thing for us photographers, as well as the people who are in front of the camera, because you're letting in the light for yourself with your vision, but you're also letting in light for other people because you're capturing that moment for them. And, you know, some will say, enjoy the moment, be in the moment. And I completely agree with that. But for a photographer, you know, you get to be in the moment, enjoy it, but you also get to capture it and live off of that memory for a lifetime, whether it's in your heart or captured with an image. And I always like to think of the camera as a light, because you're letting the light in and you can look back at an image and create a memory for yourself and for the others around you. And, you know, so going back to your question, like, I did do it for myself, but I also did it for others because I want people to feel happy, you know, like I want them to, with their image, I want it to be my art, but I also want it to be in some ways them as well, because, you know, photographers, sometimes they, and I'm not going to trash, but sometimes they can make it about themselves. But for me, it's about the people and it's about me. And first it goes back to me and the art, because, you know, that's my passion. That's what I want to do with my life. But then after I know what I want to do, what I am, I know with my vision, I want my art to make people feel something, you know, and I don't know what it is, but at least see what I'm trying to create. So yeah, I guess it's a mix of both.
I think that's really beautiful. And then something came to mind as you were talking about not only are you letting in the light and you're living in the moment and you're letting the people on the other side of the lens let their light in. That's just really, really beautiful. But outside of the moment, that moment gets to live forever because you decided to pick up the camera. And something really interesting is I just got back from Northern California. And at the time this conversation is being recorded, Northern California is recovering from devastating, devastating wildfires. And my dad was like, we were basically in the thick of it. Like I was evacuated from the fires and every conversation, we're fine. The house is fine. We're very blessed. But all the conversations that I was listening to around town, whether it was in the gym, the coffee shop, the grocery store, when people were talking about their losses, there were two things that came up. Like these are the people who lost their homes. The ones who lost their pets, obviously devastating. And then their pictures. The pictures that people lost from decades and decades, or like generations of heirlooms and everything. No one was talking about their wardrobe. No one was talking about their cars. Nothing like that. The pictures were the one thing that was so precious to them. So I was kind of flashing back to some people's stories that I overheard this week as you were talking about that.
Yeah. And it's sad to think about, you know, cause you know, cameras, they've been around for a while, but it's still kind of fresh. I mean, you know, so the thing is that now that we do have that, technology can be basically good and bad, but I feel like as long as you're using it for a way to grow with yourself, society, however it may be, that's where it just becomes, you know, so inspiring. And I actually, going back to what you said about the fire, which, you know, I hope everyone's okay out there, that reading that really just touched my heart. I saw a photographer, and forgive me, I forgot his name. I'll have to look it up, but he just captured the moment so well, you know, like what people were going through out there. He took a picture of a pool with a burned down palm tree and the buildings were all down and all these clothes were laying on the floor. Fire was everywhere. And people just see a picture. They're like, oh my God, the people out there. But what they don't realize is that a photographer risked their life so you guys can see what's happening in this world, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think it's just so powerful that, you know, photographers are sometimes a shadow, but it's in the most humble way. And it's really nice to know that someone was willing to risk their lives to share this powerful story with people and raise awareness and let people know what's going on. And they did it for themselves, I know, but they also did it for people, you know? And I think that's the most, that's the kind of photographer I want to be, is I want to do it for myself emotionally, make myself happy. This is what I want to do. I know what I want, but above all, like, I want to inspire others as well. And so that just, it touched my heart, like seeing those photographs, knowing that a photographer risked his life to show you guys what's going on, you know, on the news, you know, the National Geographic, people, all those pictures in the magazines, there's someone behind that picture who's capturing that moment for you, which makes it so inspiring. But people just flip through the pages sometimes. But, you know, that's what I mean by it. It's a they're shadows, but in the most humble way.
Absolutely. And even that's also the thing about creative drive and creative purpose, whether you're a writer, a photographer, a dancer, whether someone's just flipping through the pages or like reading two sentences of what you write or whatever, that's the thing about connecting with your purpose. You're doing it because you must. Like you said, you didn't seek out photography. Someone gave you a camera for Christmas less than a year ago, and it's just been a whole different story ever since. So speaking of which, I'm kind of curious about, you know, when you and I met, it was, it's almost surreal to think about it at this point. You and I were both at a call center for Hilton Grand Vacations getting trained to, yeah, I know. It's comical to think about it now. And you and I had, you know, like coffee or kind of wandered around and talked about the circumstances there a couple of times. And I know that it was an environment, this isn't to diss on anything really, Hilton Grand, call centers, vacations, timeshares, none of it. It all has its place in this world like we all do. But normally for the creative spirit, their place in the world is not in a corporate call center, right? So there were a lot of things going on there. I kind of jumped ship pretty early. I didn't really hang out there too long. And you were there a little bit longer, and you were telling me about a couple of things. And I'm curious, and since we haven't really connected too much since then, what happened once you got the camera? How did it reflect in other areas of your life?
I would like to think that the camera saved my life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it really did. You know, I think for creative people, it's just, you have to keep going, you know, you have to create within your head or you're going to go crazy. And
yeah,
for me, you know, I realized that if I'm not going to do what I love, I'm probably going to go crazy. So I just thought to myself, you know, I have to be creative, and whether that's making anything or not, you know, in the end of the day, I'm going to be so happy because I'm doing what I love. And so I just had to make that decision, and I was scared, but once again, I wasn't going to let that stop me. And I think one of my fears is hearing so many people say it's too late for me, or I gave up on my dream, and, you know, I could have done this, but that, and that, I think, triggered me. It just really hit my heart, because I was like, you know what? You know, there was a 70-year-old lady who made a hit song. And, you know, it's like, I had to just not do that. I had to just tell myself that whether I think I'm too old or not, or what's going on, I have to be creative, or I'm always going to say, what if? What if I just did this or that? Or what's going to happen now? I'm doing this and I'm not doing what I really love. And I realized, you know, you have to take a risk, whether that's for good or bad, but you're never going to know unless you just do it. And during that time period with my camera, it really inspired me. And I call it my lifesaver. It saved my life, because now through that, you know, I'm so happy with it. And it just made me, you know, realize that I can do this through music, photography, whatever it is, but I get to be creative with the camera, and yeah. I have so much fun doing so. So yeah, I just decided I have to be creative, or that's it. Like, I'm not going to be happy. And so, I know a lot of people get scared, because there's a lot of things that come into mind, like family, or, you know, friends, or whatever you have in your life that you're afraid of risking. But in the end, I promise, like, if you don't do it, you're not going to feel whole, you know, and people will support you who truly love you and will help you realize that, you know,
that is really true. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, do you have a quote-unquote day job now that allows you to be creative?
Yeah. So for a little bit, I did freelance, but okay. I'm not, like, fully out there yet. So definitely okay. I have some time. So I decided, you know, a 9-to-5 job, it's going to be a little hard on me. So I got a work at home position where I can make my own hours. Cool. So that way I focus on what I want to do. So, you know, there's jobs out there that will let you focus on what you want to grow in.
Absolutely. And how did you find your work from home position?
I just kept looking. I wasn't going to settle. I just kept looking.
So that kind of feeds into, I imagine that would be a component to the answer for this question, which is, if someone's listening and they're suffering, like, because they're at a call center, or they're in a cubicle, and there's something in their heart that they want to do so badly, but they have bills to pay, they have rent to pay, they might be listening to this and thinking, like, oh, that's nice, but I have student loans, or whatever it might be, you know, whatever the stories are. What would you say would be the first step from getting out of this soul-crushing environment and getting closer to a life, like, full of, you know, basically doing what you want to love, or doing what you love, excuse me.
Absolutely. And, you know what? I've met people like that. I am a person like that. You know, I'm still getting through that myself, but sure. The best advice I can say from my personal experience is, you know, don't stop looking. You know, a lot of people, they get so overwhelmed about what they are going through now, but I think you have to look at, it's not just black and white. I believe in the whole, there's gray. And the thing is that you can't just say, I have all of this, you know, and just focus on that about how you're going to get that done. I think, yeah, it's very important. You have to pay your bills. And I truly understand that, trust me, you know, but what I do is I don't stop looking. I find something that's going to work with what I'm doing. And so I'm still going to make an income to survive, but it's going to work with something that I want to do in the future. And so that would be my advice, is don't stop looking.
That's really beautiful. And that's part of why I wanted you on this podcast, because so often we see the other side of the journey. And I feel, well, we're all in the journey no matter where we are. But again, I saw something in you just like switch. I knew that you were out of Hilton Grand Vacations. Again, wonderful organization, not trying to clown on them, but not good for people like Christina and I to be there, not healthy. And I think that's why we gravitated toward each other. I was like, oh, we're like each other. So that's part of, so often we see the other side of the success. We see the other side of the dark nights and the worry and the fears and everything. And that's like, you know, the pop stars and quote unquote successful artists, or, you know, the successful photographers. For me, I didn't become a coach for a really long time because I was comparing myself, you know, to people who are already there, like most ridiculously Tony Robbins, you know? So I was like, oh, well, I can't do that. No, I can't. But what I can do, and nor do I want to, I don't want to do what Tony Robbins does. He is, that's too much. It's too much. But what I can do is something very true to myself. And what's really beautiful about what you said is that you're not giving in to any excuses. You found a way to accommodate something that's going to support you while you're on your journey to your ultimate goal. So it's not necessarily you're working at home and you're not at your ultimate goal yet, but you're making the steps. You've found the ways to accommodate that. So I guess what I'm trying to highlight here is that for anyone who's ever experienced that, like, I want it and I want it now. And by the way, me too. Like, of course I have, like, I was like, I want to be a coach and I want, you know, I want all of these things immediately. It just doesn't work that way. There's long nights, there's early mornings, there's mistakes, there's the fear, there's learning all that stuff about yourself and the mindset to kind of get you there. So I'm really glad that you shared that, because everyone listening, Christina is on her way. I'll have her give us her Instagram handle at the end, but you'll see that she was born for the photography. You'll see that she was born to like let the light in a very specific way. So in terms of your ultimate goals, where do you see yourself? Sorry, I don't mean to make this like a job interview, but I am curious. No. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Let's go with 5 years.
Yes. So I recently have done some deep thoughts and thinking.
Cool.
And, what I want to do is, with my photography, I like it because you can mold it into whatever you're going to be or what you want to be or what you are already, because it, you can constantly change with photography. You know, you're always evolving, and I hope someday in 5 years, or should I say I know, because that is my goal.
Yes.
Is to eventually, you know, travel. And I want to, like I said, I want to interact with life and people and see a lot of different things. And with my camera, I hope to capture all of that. And I thought about, how am I going to do this, you know? And there's so many different options and approaches that you can do. And I was thinking, you know, maybe what I wanted to do was, and this is definitely just a thought, but either way, whatever I become, it's always going to be with photography. I was thinking, you know, becoming something to deal with animals. So either like a zoologist, wildlife biologist, which will give me the opportunity to travel and capture images of people, life, and animals. And whatever it is, I just want it to be a career. You know, this is my life. This is what I'm going to do. And I finally have come to terms with that. So in 5 years, that's my goal. That's where I'm going to be. I'm going to be, you know, with people, taking pictures, and being with life. Like, that's my goal.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. Christina, thank you so much. Real quick, let the people know where they can find you on any social media that you'd like them to go find you on.
Yes. You can check out my website. It is www.cflyaway.studio. And then I have my Instagram, which is at cflyaway.
Perfect. And that's CFLYAWAY, correct?
Yes.
Cool. Any final thoughts that you want to share with someone who might be in your shoes, might just be starting on the journey? Any final thoughts that you'd want to share with anyone out there listening?
Absolutely. You know, I think that a lot of people should have an open mind. You don't know what others are going through, what their situation is. And so with that being said, no matter who you are, you know, and struggle can be defined as anything, whether it's your mindset, whether it's what you're going through now, don't let the struggle take over you and stop you from chasing after what you want. And if anything, struggle builds character. Take that and grow with it. So that's all I have to say.
That's beautiful. That's as good of a spot as any to end it on. Christine, oh, and if you're in Las Vegas this Thursday, October 26th, there is going to be a show of Christina's photography. Where is that going to be again?
Oh, yes. So it's going to be downtown Chinatown.
So, oh, cool.
Yes. It'll be at Chinatown this 26th.
Okay, great. Cool. Well, thank you so much, Christina. Everyone get at her on Instagram and check out her website and let us know in the comments or write to us what you got from this. And I'll continue to bring you more conversations with creative people who are walking with the fear and doing absolutely what they must in terms of their mindset and their creativity and their purpose, working toward their own spiritual, financial, and mental prosperity. So much love, everybody. Catch you next time.